Bless your name, Father God. We bless your name. Hallelujah, Father God. And God, with every blessing and every footstep and every utterance, Father God, we thank you for the power that you've given us and this power that we can decree and declare. So on this day, we decree and declare we are the favored of the Lord, and we walk in favor. We are ones who walk also in abundance, Father God. There is no lack in our lives, Father God. We walk, Father God, in right thought. We decree and declare power in our lives and around our lives, Father God. We decree and declare that we are more than conquerors, Father God. We decree and we declare that love surrounds us and love is attracted to us. We decree and declare that we walk by faith, and we decree and declare that we have sight beyond sight. We decree and declare that we are money-making machines, and we decree and declare that we are the blessed of the Lord, and we are a blessing. Prophetess, let's open up the lines and let's speak in our heavenly language. Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for this. Thank you for this prayer line. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, continue to go before us in this new year. Clear away every stumbling block arranged to hinder our progress. Father, I thank you now for the push. As we just continue to humble ourselves, just to be in your will. For your word says in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. As we go before the throne of God, there is so much power that we possess because your spirit dwells within us. All that you are and all that you have called us to be can be received through prayer. According to thy faith, be it done unto thee. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
And Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks. Father, for your blood, my God. The cleansing power of your blood, my God, even now being applied in our hearts and lives of your people. We thank you, Father, for, Lord, the blood, my God, that speaks volumes. The Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the life of your people. And we thank you, Father, that we are the redeemed of the Lord. And you said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Whom you have redeemed from the hands of him, that the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever and ever. We thank you, Father, for your anointing that is rest upon this line. We thank you, Father, for the power of unity and the power of agreement, Father, and the power of oneness, and the atonement of your blood. We bless you, Father. we praise you. And we thank you, Father, for, Father, anointing everyone upon the line, that you are strengthening, my God, and the healing virtue that is flowing even now in those who are sick and afflicted and bodied. Lord, you are still the healing balm that's in Gilead. And we thank you for the healing virtue flowing upon the company. Even though the company of prophets, those who are afflicted in body, even tonight your word declares many are the affliction of the righteous. But you, the Lord, delivers us out of them all. And we thank you for full deliverance of restoration, divine, complete, and wholeness, my God, we decree and declare that it is so and cannot be no other, for the greater good. We thank you, Father, for our Bishop E. Bernard Jordan, the pastor and prophet Deborah Jordan. Father, that your anointing, Father, you refill and you rekindle, Lord, the fire and setting it as a blaze, Father. And your glory cloud that will come down, my God, in the midst of our Lord, even of Zoe, even in the midst of homes and lives and families, my God, you're touching tonight, even intercessors that you're raised up, because you said men are always to pray and not to faint. But you give it power to the faint and those who are very increased strength. So we pray for the divine increase that will take place even now from and going forward in the name of Jesus, as we press and continue to press towards the mark of the price of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We thank you for the clarion call, my God, and your promises and your word, which is a new year in the name, amen. Touch, my God, the families. Touch even Prophetess Mother Mary Jordan, Prophetess Mary Berrien, Father, that you are strengthening, my God, rejuvenating, even though the elders within, Lord, within the group, my God, even the elders, my God, globally, even to the globalization of the prophetic, Father. We are thankful for removing barriers, and we thank you, Father, for unlimitation, Father, that your spirit is going forward and moving in the lives of your people. Thank you, Father, for the prophetic anointing. You rest upon the line. And we thank you for the open heaven. My God, that the prayers, my God, is going forth. My God, is already answered, because you said before we call, you already answered. And we thank you because we know you're prayer hearing and answering God. And Lord, you're a covenant keeper and you're not a covenant breaker. Thank you, Father, for your grace and your favor with God and with men. And we thank you, Father, for, Lord, for ordering our steps in your word. And we decree and declare that no weapon that is formed against us will ever prosper. And every tongue that rises up against the Father in judgment, we shall condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and his righteousness of me, says the Lord. And when the enemy shall come in, Father, we decree and declare, like a flood, your spirit raised up a standard. And come in one way, scatter in seven ways, east, west, north, and south. And we thank you for victory that's in Jesus' name and through your blood. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Romans 8 and 38, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We thank you, Father, for your mercy, for your goodness and your love, and for your loving kindness, God. And thank you for drawing us together once again to pray, to lift up our voices to you this morning, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives and the lives of your people. And I thank you, God, for your Holy Spirit, the presence of your Holy Spirit, God. Thank you. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for leading and guiding us, for guiding our footsteps and holding us in the palms of your hands, God. Thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy and your grace, which is sufficient for us. Oh, God, remember each and every person on the line, each and every person who is listening in, God, each and every prophet and prophetess, each and every person who does the work of the Lord, pastors and evangelists, teachers and preachers, prophets and apostles, missionaries, and all the saints, God, bless them in a mighty way, God. Remember the master prophet and prophetess Deborah, and for their vision, God. Bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen their hands, God. The works of their hands prosper them, O God. Thank you for the peace that you've given us on today, God. And in our land, thank you, God. We don't have war in our land. Thank you, God, for your mercy. Thank you for protecting us and covering us, God. And I also ask you to remember those who are on the sick list, God, or who might be hospitalized or even in the prison, God. Brother Meek Mill, bless him, strengthen him, protect his mind, oh God. And
bless each and every person who is on the sick list, their name, God. Strengthen their bodies. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for my own healing, God. Thank you for my family. Thank you for your covering. Thank you for your mercy. I love you, Lord, and I bless your name. I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
And, Father God, we just thank you for the things that you're doing in this season, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the blessings of the Lord. Make it rich and add no sorrow. And, Father God, we just thank you for all of the newness that you're bringing forth in this season, Lord God. We thank you for the new birth. We thank you, Father God, for the latter rain. We thank you, Father God, for the growth and development that you have for your people, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for we present ourselves as living sacrifices, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for creating in us a clean heart, a new spirit. And, Father God, I thank you for the healing and the wholeness that you're bringing forth to the body of Christ and to those that are on the prayer list, Father God. And I thank you for bringing forth the desires of their heart for your people, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the spirit, Lord God, for where the spirit is, there's liberty, Lord God. I thank you for whom the Son set free. It's free indeed, Lord God. I thank you just for the things that you're bringing forth in this season, Lord God. I just thank you for the grace, Lord God. I thank you for your favor, Lord God. I thank you for your tender mercies, Lord God. I just thank you for the anointing that you're allowing to flow on this line, Lord God. I thank you for giving us the space to pray our faith and not our fears, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for giving us the space to come together, Lord God, and pray for your people as well as ourselves and our own families, Lord God. I thank you for making the way out of nowhere, Lord God. I thank you for the open doors. I thank you for the opportunities, Lord God. I thank you for the light, Lord God. I thank you for the enlightenment, Lord God. I thank you for the insight, Lord God. I thank you for restoration, Lord God, in the body and relationships, Lord God. I thank you for blessing the households on this line, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the spouses that pray for each other, Lord God. I thank you for the wholeness, Lord God. I thank you for making the crooked path straight, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God, as we just pray, Lord God, that you continue to send your anointing. You continue to send your grace and your mercy and your favor, Lord God. I thank you for witty inventions, Lord God. I thank you for the entrepreneurship that is on this line, Lord God. I thank you for the increase, Lord God. I thank you for just the things that you're doing in this season, Lord God. I thank you for the infinite supply that is within us, Lord God. I just thank you, Father God, for allowing us to see who you are in us, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for just doing these mighty and awesome things in 2018 in the lives of people, Lord God. I thank you for the new relationships, the new life that should come forth in the families as well as in my own, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the restoration in the families. I thank you, Father God, for the restoration on all sides. I thank you, Father God, for debt cancellation. I thank you, Father God, for the things that you're doing with us and for us. And I thank you, Father God, for all of the beautiful, beautiful things. I thank you for the harmony and the peace. I thank you, Father God, for forgiving me for my sins, Father God. And I thank you, Lord God, for forgiving those that trespass against us. We bless those that bless us. We bless those that curse us. And I thank you, Father God, and I love you unconditionally because you first loved me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Psalms 10 and 1 remind us, Father God, that we are to be still and know, Father God. Know in our hearts that you can do all things. And we, because we are your DNA, we can do all things. You have given us the power. You have given us covering. You have given us love. You have given us healing. You are just giving us favor, and we thank you daily for our daily breads, Father God. We thank you for everybody that's assembled here on this line, Father God. And we thank you for our families as well, God, as we all stand in the gap and in that space for family, friends. God, we thank you for visiting their situation and turning it around, Father God, for your good. Your glory, God. We thank you, God, for Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, our comforter, Father God. We thank you for traveling mercies in this hour. New network, God. Thank you for Prophetess Olivia and Prophetess Olympia, Father God. Touch them, Father God. Touch even the prophets that are assembled here on this line, Father God. Front, back, sideways, God, just touch their lives, Father God, and cover them. We bless your name, and we thank you for Meek Mills, Father God. Send protection, deliverance, Father God, restoration, Father God, renewal even in that situation. We bless your name for the Cooper children, God. Thank you, God, for Ronald Blake, for we see healing, 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 and protection, Father God. We bless your name and we thank you for every financial blessing that's coming our way, Father God. Thank you for swiftly money-making ideas, Father God. Thank you for 2018, Father God, for we decree and declare even real estate favor in this hour, Father God. We thank you for protecting our homes when we move, when we sleep, Father God. Thank you, God, for Rosalind Smith, Father God, and I connect her to this real estate favor, God. Thank you for release, restoration, and recovery, even in the lands that were devastated by the storm, Father God. Touch those in Libya, Father God, and we thank you for shaking up those situations right now. Thank you for our leaders, Archbishop Jordan and Pastor Lady Deborah, Father God. We thank you for covering them as well as every leader that brings forth your word, Father God. And even those who have challenges with your word, Father God, we thank you because we know you're doing a thing in them and you're restoring and renewing them in this hour. We continue to give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory, God, for we love you, for you first loved us, God. And if you never gave us another thing, we'd still praise you, for you are God. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Amen. Suddenly there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose, Acts 16:26. And Father, we thank you that the doors will open, the prison doors will open, and that you will set the captive free, God. We pray, Father, that you will release the chains and the shackles that bind and hinder our minds and our bodies, God. We pray, God, that you let justice move throughout the earth. Father God, pour out justice on the just as well as the unjust. And Father God, we pray that you restore and recover what the enemy has stolen, lost dreams, aspirations, visions, families. We thank you, Father God, that we shall recover and that the latter house will be greater than the former. We thank you, Father God, that you frustrate the plans of the enemy. And we thank you, Father God, that you render every plan, every wicked plan, Father God, against nations, people, Father God, ministries, that they are rendered void and powerless. We thank you, Father God, for the strength, Father God, that you give us, God, to endure this race, God. And we thank you that we are more than conquerors, God. We press for the mark of the high call, God. We press, Father God, that we have created in us clean hearts and that we have clean hearts and pure hearts, Father God. And we pray, Father God, that we will be vessels of honor, God. We ask, Father God, that you purify us with your blood, God. Purify our thoughts, God. Teach us how to pray and come into your presence. Teach us, Father God, how to come into the Holy of Holies. Teach us, Father God, how to praise you and to give thanks and to honor you daily, Father God. We thank you this evening, Father God, for your moving by your Spirit, God. We thank you for every person on the line, God, that represents, Father God, families and represents nations, Father God. We pray, Father God, that the joy of the Lord will remain in to be our strength and that we will be strengthened, God. We ask, Father God, that you give us merry souls and that you bring laughter back into the families and into the households, Father God. We pray for unity and we pray for peace in the nation, God. We pray, God, that you will shake up the nation, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that you bring us, Father God, into a place of unity and a place of national prayer, God. We pray, Father God, that the people of God will come together, Father God, and they will come on one accord, Father God, as they did before, God, and they will move, shift, shake, and pronounce, declare, and, Father God, and create, Father God, a new pathway, God. We pray, Father God, that the seas, the Red Sea, will be departed, God. We pray for the miraculous, Father. And we thank you, Father God, as we're crossing over into the promises of God, that, Father God, you have our back. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that has our back. We thank you, Father God, for the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. As we begin to pray and declare, Father God, that all is well, God. We speak, those things as if they were, God. We begin to pronounce that we are victorious, God, and that we are more than conquerors, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the nations this evening, God. We thank you that you're covering the nations, God. And we thank you for our government, Lord. We ask that you cover the government, God. And we pray, Father God, that this system, the Babylonian system, Father God, will fall. And we thank you, Father God, that you are moving by your spirit, Father God. We thank you that all things are working together for your good. We decree, Father God, that it is well. We decree that your word, Father God, is alive and that Jesus is alive and the word of God is working, Father God, through us and in us each and every day. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you all honor, Father God. And we want to thank you, Father God, for restoring us. We want to thank you for every family that is represented on this line. We want to thank you for the pastors, the teachers, God, the prophets. We want to thank you for the leadership, Archbishop and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, God. We thank you, Father God, that their vision, Father God, will go even into the next generation and even the next generation, Father God, and that their seed will be blessed, God. We pray for every seed on this line, God. We pray for the next generation, Father God. We pray, Lord, that you will orchestrate families and that you will bring them together and you will unify them, God. We thank you this evening, God. We give you glory. We give you the praise. And we give you all praise and all glory and power belong to you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness of it, the world and they who dwell in it. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the currents and the rivers. Who shall go up into the mountains of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lift himself up to falsehood or to who is false, nor sworn deceitfully. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we give you our honor and praise for thanksgiving, God. God, we want to thank you, dear Lord, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, dear Lord. We want to thank you, God, for the right relationship in our lives. We want to thank you for relationship healing, dear Lord. We want to thank you, God, for keeping your marriage strong and full of love and deathless, oh God. We thank you, God, for the season of the push, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for transformation, oh God. We thank you, God, for oneness in you, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for letting us be unstoppable, oh God. We thank you, God, for giving us an open mind so we can see ourselves as you see us, dear Lord. For we are weak, but you are strong. We thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and our leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, oh God. And we thank you for all the leaders all over the world, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for giving them divine directions in their lives and in the lives of your people, dear Lord. Oh, Father God, we thank you, God, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We thank you, God, for rewards that you give us. We thank you, God, for network and connections. We thank you, God, for birthing new things in this season. We thank you, God, for creativity, oh God. We thank you, God, that you are the author and the finisher, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for protecting us by your might, great King. We thank you, God, for the light of this new day. May the sunshine of thy presence shine upon our souls, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your hedge of protection, oh God, over us, over our children, over our loved ones, and all of around us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for even helping those, oh God, who are sick and everyone that the names that have been lifted up, oh God. We thank you, God, for comforting them and graciously regarding them, oh God. We thank you, God, for your healing power. We thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh God. And we thank you, God, that whomever formed against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, dear Lord, the enemy scatters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the blessed Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty and masterful name we pray, amen and amen.
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. endeavoring to keep the bond of the Spirit in of peace, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. For things are which are impossible with men are possible with God. Father, we thank you for the power of your word. We thank you, Lord God, for cleansing us from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, from cleansing us from all things that would cause division and strife. God, cleanse us, God, from every spirit of rebellion and pride. God, cause us to be submissive to authority and respect and honor leadership. God, cause us to be one in the Spirit, because you said when we come into the unity of the Spirit, nothing shall be impossible unto us. And Father, we bind our forces tonight in the name of Jesus, and we break the bands of wickedness. We break the bands of darkness. We break the bands of rebellion. We break the bands of strife and evil. We break the bands of murder and rape. We break the bands of illness, sickness and disease, cancer, heart conditions, kidney issues. Lord God, tumors, God, we command them to dissolve. We bind our forces, Lord God, and we decree and declare that cancer is no more. We decree and declare that poverty is no more. We decree and declare healing is our bread, is our portion in this season. Wealth and riches are in our house. We decree and declare new jobs. Eshatalabasa. Making more money than we've ever made. We decree and declare testimonies of new jobs this week, God. We decree and declare divine provision, for lack has no place in our lives. We will not lack, for you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. We bless you for our Archbishop. We bless you for our pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. And we bind our forces, and we say we are in unity, and we cover, and we protect, and we stand with our leadership in the name of Jesus, and we cover them with your blood. We cover every walk, every step they make is covered by your blood. Divine protection, and we stand against every spirit of the enemy that would rise up against them. When the enemy comes in like a flood, he must flee. For the Holy Spirit lifts up a standard against the enemy. We decree and declare when the enemy comes in one way, he must flee seven ways. We decree and declare when the enemy comes to eat up their flesh, they stumble, and they fall. We thank you, Lord God, that as we stand with our leadership, you stand with us. As we cover our leadership, you cover us. As we protect our leadership, you protect us. And we thank you, Lord God, for every home is blessed. Every home on this call is covered. Every home on this call is protected. In the name of Jesus, and we bless you for the power of God of healing that flows on this line even now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, people of God, it is another day's journey, and we are glad about it. Amen and amen. Thank you all for being on the call tonight. Amen. Let's move forward swiftly to our announcement. Please remain on the call to hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Amen. Join Archbishop Jordan for a live conference call Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Supernatural manifestation, prophetic revival, January 21st through the 31st, 10 days of heaven on earth with our very own, the Master Prophet Archbishop Ebenard Jordan and Prophet Samson Amatang. Amen. This is going to be a powerful move of God. Don't miss it. Amen. Also, if you are attending Prophecology, you must register at prophecology.com. Amen. Click on the link there for registration, hotel registration, and fill out the information there, because tomorrow, January 15th, is the deadline, is the cutoff. If you do not complete your registration, you will not have a hotel. Amen. So you want to move swiftly and get your itinerary and what have you recorded and your roommate selections made. Amen. Also, join Pop Life Radio conference call every Monday through Friday, 12 noon. Amen. They are covering the information about prophecology, but also they're covering information about the prophetic order of Mar Elijah. Amen. And you can find out how you might become a member of the prophetic order and receive training directly from the Master Prophet. Amen. We want you to also remember 8 p.m. Prophet Joshua. My. I tell you, those 8 o'clock calls have been powerful, and you don't want to miss the 8 p.m. calls Monday through Saturday with our very own Prophet Joshua Jordan, the eldest son of our Archbishop and Lady Deborah Jordan. Amen. Also, please submit your prayer request at PastorDeborahJordan.com. Amen. Let us stand with you in prayer. Let us cover you. Amen. And the company of prophets be in agreement with you for your breakthrough. Amen. Also, we want you to text to give. Text to give. Sow a seed. Amen. And expand and continue this prayer ministry. Also, check your mail, check your email. The Master Prophet has sent out another letter. Amen. You need to get mystical power of the push. And by sowing that $88 seed, that Push Me seed, and you will receive that ebook. It is a powerful work, and they've been teaching out of it on the 9 a.m. calls. Amen. So you want to receive that book written by our very own Pastor Deborah Jordan. I mean, this is a powerful, powerful work, life-changing work. Amen. And you want that book in your possession. Also, January. This is Pastor Deborah's birthday month. Text Pastor and sow your 58, 158, 2, 3, 4, 5, 58, 6, 58, 1,058. So, amen, so you can glow, so you can grow, so you can know that that same anointing that rests upon the woman of God will begin to flow into your life. Amen. Let's be a blessing to her. Amen. Let's encourage her. Let's strengthen her. Amen. Let's thrust her forward. Let's say, go, Pastor Deborah, go, as she continues to stretch and begin to travel more with our Archbishop and minister, amen, and allow the Lord to use her, amen. We want to be a strength to the woman of God, amen. What you do for a man or woman of God, God will do for you, amen. Who you sustain will determine how you are maintained, amen, in the name of Jesus. I tell you, we want you to continue to stand so God can continue to stand in your behalf. And join us again for another Midnight Cry every night, 7 days a week, right here on the Midnight Cry, 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us with Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan on the Midnight Cry. Prophets, did I miss anything?
No, you didn't.
Thank you ever so much. And I would be remiss if I did not thank each of you, Company of Prophets, for standing, for being a yes, for being faithful. Amen. Love you to life. Appreciate you. Amen. Pastor Deborah appreciates and loves you all. And Archbishop appreciates you and loves you all. And we just thank you for your continuing to stand with Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan on the Midnight Cry, being on the wall, standing in the gap for the people of God for their breakthrough. And as you stand with the people of God on their behalf, God is standing with you. Love you to life. God bless you.